if it doesn't show, it'll go away. It's just a passing phase, it'll go away.
Welcome back to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. This is Band for Band with Christina and Winnie.
Hello.
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 Today is a momentous day. It
I
is
was
an important
born today.
Day. Okay, I was leading up to it.
I'm sorry. I just had to.
Well, yeah, Christina's birthday is today.
I'm old. I'm pushing 26 30.
26 years young.
Everyone Let's keeps say. Texting me that I'm pushing 30, and I'm like, that's kind of rude. No, I'm not.
Well, quarter life crisis is our topic today for that reason. You get to this point and I feel like
things just feel weird.
One of the big words just came up in that first song.
Angst.
You know, yeah,
you get to a certain age and you're like, I think I know everything, but actually no, I don't. And then you start thinking about how when you're 16 you're like, I hate it here, I can't wait to be 20 years old. And then your mom's like, yeah, okay, sure.
Have
and you're
fun.
Like, I can't wait to have all the responsibilities and do things my way. And then fast forward, what, like 15 years? No.
10 years.
Feels like 15.
Feels like 100.
And then million. You realize, growing up is just realizing your parents were right the whole time. Not all of us, but some of us.
I mean...
You know, I think that's important. It's called growth. Anyways. But yeah, today's theme's mostly just...
It's angst. What are some other words that you think of when you think of quarter-life crisis?
I don't
Given
know.
Given that you are
like,
the one experiencing it today.
I think just like a level of anxiety of the unknown. Yeah. For me, it's just melancholy, fear, anxiety. Also, a lot of joy, too.
I do think, like, one that I comes up for me and maybe was, like, on my mind when I was picking songs for this was, like, songs that are very sort of like, hey, trying my best, I'm kind of tired, but I'm trying to figure this out. It's like, it's almost, there's something earnest about it too. I don't know.
I would say there's an earnestness to it too.
Anyway,
it's also just, I don't know, it's kind of just like, not to be like, oh, it's like being reborn, but yeah, most days I feel like a fish out of water. I feel like a newborn, like every single day. I'm like learning something new and tragic about being an adult.
Yeah.
But you just heard Angst in Your Pants.
In My Pants.
In My Pants. Yeah.
By Angst Sparks.
By Sparks. Yeah.
And we're going to listen to Courtney Burnett and Kurt Vile, Let It Go from A Lot of Sea Lice. You were saying something earlier. This was one of my choices, but you said something poignant about just, I don't know, they feel...
I don't know. I feel like if these two were Canadian, this definitely could have fit on the...
The
track list last week, just in terms of like, I feel like A Lot of Sea Lice was a pretty instrumental album in my adolescence, I guess, or early 20s ish era. And I don't
now
know,
we're kind
I feel
of
like
maybe, I don't know, well, how old are they now? That, no, they weren't quite our age when they put it out.
But. No, I think they're maybe a little bit older, but. It feels like the aura of that song specifically and that album feels very like contemplating existence a bit, and also just like experiencing the mundane of what it's like to just work and sleep
adult.
And eat and not yeah. really get to do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want this episode to be depressing, but unfortunately, the horrors still persist, and it's what it's like being...
As per usual.
Being in your quarter life.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Depends on
Thanks for tuning in to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. It's Band for Band, Quarter Life Crisis time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That song is by a friend of ours. Well, I don't really know. I don't know them, actually, but...
I do.
Tina does. Friend Miriam goes by the artist named Pool Blood in Toronto. That was Shabby. From their 2022 EP?
They haven't released music
Mole,
in a while.
Really beautiful stuff. I don't know. I chose that one because I was thinking of, like, trying your best and kind of being, like, more aware than ever your, like, shortcomings.
Try your best, but you don't succeed. Sorry.
What are you saying?
Coldplay.
Oh. That could have worked. But yeah, I don't know, like coming into your, like, the second half of your 20s and being, like, way more aware of kind of maybe the people and the relationships and situations that you've kind of faltered in, and maybe you're aware of what you could, how you want to move forward. And this kind of, it's like a bit of a weight on and off you. I don't know, but...
That's kind of why I picked the Wednesday and MJ Lenderman cover of Perfect by the Smashing Pumpkins. Because I feel like that song also kind of holds a very similar weight as Shabby by Pool Blood. I don't know. I feel like something I've been thinking about for, like, the past couple of years, but also more recently, is just how over time, like, we lose people along the way, whether that's like that intentionally happens or just people grow apart, and it's emotionally impactful in a lot of ways. Like, I find myself feeling nostalgic, but also just like thinking about a lot of the people who aren't in my life anymore, and just how every single person I've ever met, like, I am essentially an amalgamation of every single person I've ever met, you know?
I love that idea.
I think that's really beautiful, and I don't really believe in the process of people no longer being in your life and it's just like out of sight, out of mind, because I feel like I carry every person I've ever been in love with. I carry every person I've ever been friends with to some extent.
Every person we've hated.
Exactly. You know, it's like just like I carry you in a meaningful way, even if it didn't end up perfect. And that's why I chose the Perfect cover. And you, I guess similarly, that's why you chose Shabby by Pool Blood.
Yeah. And actually, the next song is one that just was released today by an internet friend of ours, Philip Brooks. She put out the song Grown. And I think it kind of lands in some of the same... I did read that she posted this morning that it was sort of a reflection on, like, knowing that some of her his family history was gonna be lost soon. I think it was maybe something to do with like the selling of like a family house or something like that. And I guess I think of it somewhat in a similar way, just like you suddenly realize you've grown up and you have to just reckon with it, and you're like, oh yeah, I'm an adult now too. And maybe I'm feeling really sad, tired, and emo today. I'm not, like, sad. Like, it's a good day because I get to spend it with you and it's your birthday and stuff. But
I feel that, too. And I think whenever I get to go home to Toronto and, like, exist in my parents' house, it's always such a weird... Like, you got to do weird mental gymnastics to remind yourself that, like, you are a completely different person that, like, no longer, like, fits in this like physical space. There's also like weird remnants of the person you used to be still existing in this space, and it feels weird to navigate that. I think specifically when like I go home and I'm like, oh, these weird photos of me from high school,
things,
or like
that
when
you literally leave behind physically, but then kind
exactly.
of emotionally, and you don't realize it.
Physical things, emotional things, the like phenomenological. I'd love that word, but I can't.
If you haven't realized,
I can't say it. But yeah, it's like a weird spiritual space and time, and also like physical space and time thing. But yeah, let's play Grown by Philip Brooks.
Can we just turn the car around? I wish that we could go home right now, but my room is someone else's curtains drawn, someone's at home. It's 35 years today that you and Grandpa walked up our way, making up stories that one day
thank you.
wanna die. Been trying to live now for 26 years. It wouldn't really make much sense.
Welcome back to Band for Band. You were just listening to I Actually Don't Want to Die by Sunsetter. That song's really special to us, and also Sunsetter, the artist, the person, Andrew McLeod, also very special to us. Andrew is a friend of ours based out of Hamilton, Ontario. I think they just moved to Toronto and have been making music under Sunsetter for a really long time now. I think the lyrics in that song are just really special, and mentioning age 26, saying I actually don't want to die, Like, you want to figure it out. And yeah, I don't know. Winnie, do you have anything to say about this song? I just shouted out Andrew of Sunsetter.
Yeah, it's just a beautiful song and felt fitting. Yeah, I don't know if I have anything to say. I didn't hear what you said because I was picking up. We are
no,
gonna have
I was
a
just
caller
saying that second, but the lyrics to that song feel really beautiful and heartbreaking, and this notion of growing up depressed, you know, being like, wow, I can't believe I'm still alive.
Yeah.
And having that revelation that, like, things, you don't know if things are going to get better, but they kind of do, because
yeah,
you're still alive.
You try. You do your best.
Exactly. And I don't know. I love Andrew's music. I think they're a really brilliant songwriter. And also, if any people in Toronto, I've seen them post about this a couple of times, they're actually, like, really into recording other artists, too. So if you're in Toronto, they've got a home studio.
It's just outside of Toronto, but
I think, no, they moved to Toronto.
Oh,
recently.
They moved into Toronto.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't listen
it's
to
in
me.
The West End.
Sunsetter, Sunsetter.
Yes.
But
they've got a home studio and they want to record drums.
On that
for
note,
people.
changing subject, we have a little birthday message for Christina here.
Let's not do that.
Well, something's going to happen here.
Okay.
1 second. Elle, can you hear us?
Yeah.
Hey. What's up?
Hi, are we on the radio?
You're on
yeah,
the radio.
On the radio.
Okay, well, we're just calling in because we're big Tina fans and we wanted to add our own song to the list today.
Oh.
Does everyone want to say hi?
Hey.
Hi, Tina.
Hello. You're on the air.
Hi, world. My name's Elena. I like Tina a lot. Those were my parents, and we're going to sing for you.
Okay.
Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Tina. Happy birthday to you.
Ooh.
We didn't really
those harmonies.
There,
no, it was beautiful.
That was beautiful. That was like I've heard
Barbershop
so I've
quartet.
Heard a lot of terrible happy birthdays and that was definitely not one of them.
Exactly. Beautiful.
Well,
thank you so much.
That's all we can do. You're welcome.
Have a good day.
Thanks.
Thank you. Owen, you got to win your game tonight.
Yeah, everyone wish Owen a good luck
hi,
in his
Tina.
Game.
Hi.
Happy birthday, Tina.
Thank you so much. Bye, guys.
Okay, we love you. Have
love you, too. Show. Bye.
Okay,
bye.
See ya.
Friendship's so beautiful.
So I typed a text to a girl I used to see, saying that I chose this cutie pie with whom I want to be. And I apologize if this message gets you down. Then I CC'd every girl that I'd CC round town. And hate to see y'all frown, but I'd rather see her smiling. Wetness all around me, true. But I'm no island, peninsula maybe. Makes no sense, I know crazy. Give up all this pussycat that's in my lap. No looking back, spaceships don't come equipped with rear view mirrors. They dip as quick as they can. The atmosphere is now ripped. I'm so like a pimp. I'm glad it's night. So the light from the sun would not burn me on my bum when I shoot the moon. High jump the broom like a preemie out the womb. My partner yelling too soon. Don't do it. Reconsider. Read some litter. Sure on the subject. You sure? Fuck it. You know we got your back like chiropractic. If that bitch do you dirty, we'll wipe her ass out as in detergent. Now hurry, hurry, go on to the altar. I know you ain't a pimp, but pimp, remember what I taught you. Keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart, hey, keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Man, these girls are smart, three stacks. These girls are smart. Play your part.
My bitch will choose it, love her, never fuck without a rubber. Never in the sheets like it on top of the cover. Money on the dresser, drive a compressor. Top notch hoes get the most, not the lesser. Trash like the fuck for $40 in the club. Fucking up the game, bitch, it gets no love. She be cross country giving all that she got. $1,000 a pop, I'm pulling billions off the lot. I smashed up the gray one, bought me a red. Every time we hit the parking lot, we turn head. Some hoes wanna choose, but them bitches too scary. Your bitch chose me, you ain't a pimp, you a fairy.
Solo, time to get down with the team. The grass is greener on that other side. If you know what I mean, I show you shit you've never seen. The seven wonders of the world. And I can make you the eighth if you wanna be my girl. When I say my girl, I don't mean my woman. That ain't my style. Need a real street stalker. Walk a green mile. You piling up the paper on the dining room table. Cause you able to realize I'm the truth and not a fable. Baby, we rockin' Russian sable. Keep that chiller on the rack. What I look like with $1,000 shit up on my back. I'm a $1 million Mac, they need a $1 billion bitch. Put my pimpin' in your life, watch your daddy get rich. Easy as ABC, simple as 1, 2, 3. Get down with UGK, pimp CBU with B. Cause what's a hoe with no pimp, and what's a pimp with no hoes? Don't be a lame, you know the game and how it goes.
Let me flaunt the style, I think that the time's near that we drop studs. There won't be no duds here, rappers play the dumb. Kinda on the space tip, but when they hear the jam, they be on the dills, Nick. Now I'm not front the rock, I know the territory, go ahead and try, that's a different story. Similar to Grim, I could tell a better one, all about a kid, who couldn't rap and didn't run. Stands on the side, where the mic is getting done, resorts to begging Billy, asking could he have some. No, never ever, go back and try again, man, if you come back. I'll be the first to shake your hand. Competition's good. It brings out the vital parts, the abstract, poetic, edit. Majors in recital arts. Do it for the kids, the elders and the rap peers. We know the job is done. When we hear a lot of cheers, gotta feel the vibe. Word from my creation, if the hands clap, I'm filled with elation. Here I am, ghetto, full with a lot of steam. I think I gotta scream. Cause that's how good it feels, child. Let your head down. So we could get buck wild, do your ill dance. Go think about the next man. We must have unity and think of the bigger plan. The vision we will fall. We must stick together. See, I like to take this time to say what's up to Cool G. The name is Q-Tip. The Midnight Marauder. Give enough respects to Afrika Bambaataa. As a man in the world, I must do my job. Take care of Mama Duke. I won't resort to Rob. Bob, you get your dough. Mace is my witness. Obsessed with the rap. But it's the mental fitness. Like shooting CeeLo. And always hitting head cracks. The industry is luck. Winning with the fake raps. Peace to the crews. Pump the real hip hop, not selling out. From hard rock to disc jock.
I don't know what to say, but here I go freaking. If the papes come, then you know I'll seek it. I'm just a short brother, dark skin face. Weigh a buck 50, 36 waist. Hair is crazy curly, flip like Mr. Furley. To this day, I still believe that no MC can serve me. Others try to front, but everybody know. I get more props than the Arsenio Hall. So party animal I was, but now I chill at home. All I do is write rhymes, eat, drink, shit, and bone. Find my thrill in Amityville. I'm always in the island, fudging lucky, know the time. They know who keeps me smiling. Go out on my own, something that I gotta do. Do what the hell I want and have no one to listen to. I'm prompt with my business and I do things on the double. Yo, I'm out like Buster Douglas. I say peace to MC Trouble. Rest in peace.
Word up, rest in peace. And you know what else? We got the vibe. All the people in Long Island, we got the vibe. Brooklyn and Queens, we got the vibe. Uptown and Nauru, we got the vibe. For upstate, we got the vibe. If you're in D.C., you got the vibe. Maryland, Virginia, Carolina, vibe. Out west, we got the vibe. In the Bahamas, we got the vibe. Over in Europe, you know what? We got the vibe. We got to keep alive, it goes on. Of rap, I'm a fan. I've seen a whole lot of slumps, good with the girls. I get a whole lot of bottom fat to skinny, Frida to Winnie, Winnie, Emma to Cindy, Constance to Wendy. Cause I be real friendly, never on the snotty side. I don't brag to brothers about the little place I got. My couple styles can vary. The sight is never scary, it's only legendary. My father well prepared me, my job ain't temporary. I'm here for the long shot, better yet the long term. I don't have a perm. In a way I do, call them the permanaps. I'm crazy, slap happy and I'm scrappy and I'm happy. When I get the mic in my hand with the crowd in the stand, it's as good as grand like that. So I want to say peace and dedicate this joint to MC Trouble and to Trouble T. Roy and to Scott LaRock and to Cowboy. You know what I'm saying? This is for the slain rappers and the fallen rappers. You know what I'm saying? This is a special dedication. And also to my pops and also to Vinny's moms. You know what I'm saying? You just got to keep it happy and keep the vibes going. Because this is vibes and stuff. And we out.
Welcome back. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. You were just listening to Vibes and Stuff by A Tribe Called Quest. And then before that, you were listening to International Players Anthem by UGK featuring Outkast, but we had to cut it off because we realized that...
We forgot to get the clean version.
Please don't rot us. So sorry, please don't fine us. Anyways,
we also played Negi by Husky Loops. That was the first one of the three that we played.
Yes, those are more chill. Mr. Big Guy is what I'm calling that section.
Yeah, what's Mr. the quarter life crisis about those three? You chose them all.
Okay, my thought... Initially with Negi by Husky Loops was chaos and that feeling of being extremely manic sometimes. But the UGK track and the Tribe track, I was initially thinking of this really hilarious meme that was like it was like men of a certain age or like men hit 25, 26 and then they start like dressing like Common from the 2000s. The stupid little brimmed hats, the soft brimmed hats, and they start doing b-boy stances, and then like I'm gonna learn how to play the trumpet, I'm gonna learn how to play the piano, and I just thought it was so funny because like all of my friends have been texting me happy birthday, you're pushing 30, you're pushing 40, and I'm like, this is so ridiculous, why are you guys texting me that? So I thought it would be funny to play those two tracks, which I love, but you know, it's like pulling up to the unction.
The unction. I haven't heard that.
Pulling up to the unction, playing Tribe and UGK, and you're like, back in my day, we did this. This is what we used to listen to. Nephew, you don't know how to get down to this. You know, it's just like so.
What's Uggaka, Uncle?
What's Uggaka? Nephew, sit down. You know, I'm gonna show you a little bit about UGK. You know,
if we're sitting in our feels and being sad with the first couple songs, these ones are like sort of the power pose to lead us into our next decade of life.
Yeah,
or the second half of
like you can't 20s. See it right now, but I'm doing a b-boy freeze.
B-boy freeze.
No, I'm joking.
Yeah,
but yeah.
Okay, well, we're gonna move on. We're gonna listen to "Split Me Open" by Mannequin Pussy.
Yes, that was one of my picks. Well, the last couple of songs are like mostly my picks, but
we'll see
my
if we have
reasoning
time to,
for picking that, and also a little bit of Side Effects of Being Tired by Unwound, and then we're going to end with I Don't Want to Hear It by Minor Threat, because, you know, you get to a certain age, you just don't want to hear it. So that was my, yeah, my picks for today. In the process of going through your quarter life crisis and feeling all of the very scary, anxious, depressed, manic feelings. Yeah, so we'll play the last three tracks, and thanks for tuning in.
Thanks.
Split me open. Some